fascinating, particularly when they've been in government for 10 years and could have done it a long time ago. But anyway, that's a little aside. Of course, it means that people are looking back at where we have not made decisions in the past. And I don't know if you guys remember, but way back in 2011, there was the Brisbane subway. It was part of the Bligh government's proposal at the time, connecting Southeast Queensland 2031. And there hasn't really been much talk about it ever since, because we didn't make those decisions that were in that plan that would now be implemented.
Yeah.
We would see that growth. And that's the push now from Rail Back on Track, who are saying, yeah, the tunnel's a nice idea, but it isn't as necessary as some really great public transport infrastructure. So to explain a little more, we're joined this morning by Gavin Seipelt. Good morning to you, Gavin.
How you doing, guys?
So could you kind of give us your take on this announcement this week and where you think the energy should be going?
Okay, well, I guess what we're sort of saying is we're really frustrated that like nearly out of the election, it's become sort of an orthodox view that to solve the problems we face, like affordable housing, like congestion, like pollution, then you need to have more rail lines with housing clustered around the stations, and that's a real cornerstone way of being able to solve that problem. But instead, we're kind of getting more road tunnels.
Is it a question of, or should we be looking at, just getting the cars out of the city? A lot of other cities around the world have done that. They've just removed all the cars and then make people take public transport, which you can carry more people. It's much more efficient.
Yeah, well, we'd agree. I mean, road tunnels are a really expensive and sort of ineffectual way of solving congestion. And if you sort of think about the policy for more than 5 minutes, like as it is, the inner city road network cannot take all the traffic being funneled off the freeway.
Yeah.
So you certainly can't double that with another tunnel and expect it to work. It'll just shift the problem. And like, don't get us wrong, you still need freeways for heavy vehicles, tradies and so on. But like, particularly the Western Tunnel plan, you don't need two freeways on top of each other. You know, if your traffic volumes are so high that you need second freeways, well, that kind of means that your public transport options, they might be too slow, they might not be frequent enough, they just might not be penetrating well enough. And that's the feedback that we get, is that and the feedback you see on Facebook or on Reddit, like, it's not just us saying it. A lot of people think, well, if, you know, driving takes 20 minutes or TransLink takes an hour, then why should we bother? And the way to fix this, we think, is more underground rail into the suburbs so you can kind of cut straight under the traffic. You know, because nobody wants to ride a bus that gets stuck in traffic, right?
No. So what is the difference between a train station and, say, the Brisbane subway? Is it just that it's all going underground?
Yeah, the main differences would be, mostly underground, at high frequency. Like, typically, you know, trains in Brisbane run out every half hour off peak, you know, whereas metro lines run every sort of, you know, 4 to 6 minutes. And because it's underground, you can kind of get stations more easily into areas that don't have it, because you can kind of just weave under rivers or under mountains or under suburbs.
That's easier said than done. We know about the costs that would be involved in doing another tunnel if it was for road. An infrastructure project that would look like integrated underground Brisbane subway is not going to be something that's cheap.
Definitely not. But to be honest, WA have built an underground rail line to their airport. Sydney has three metro lines under construction. Melbourne's building the metro rail tunnel through the CBD plus the suburban rail loop. And they're great. Like, you know, to the government's credit, they built Cross River Rail, but that's kind of the start. And, you know, for the population growth that we're experiencing, we need to have several projects on the go to sort of just to keep up.
And, Gavin, is there a scenario where we do both?
I don't believe so. I mean, we keep getting told that there's these, you know, bottlenecks in the infrastructure industry. You know, they can't get workers, they can't get materials. So, you know, in this kind of constrained environment, we shouldn't really be squandering resources on road tunnels. We really should be putting the energy into expanding public transport.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, sharing your thoughts from Rail Back on Track. We're also waiting to see what happens post 50 cents fares in Queensland and whether or not people will stay on the public transport or if they'll be jumping back in their cars. Not an easy fix, Gavin. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thanks, guys.